Well, if you want to know how to club it like a mafioso, tune in this Sunday as The Sopranos kicks off its fifth season. David Chase, creator of the HBO mob drama, once swore it wouldn't last more than 3 years. Guess he underestimated the power of Tony Soprano. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and he brings us this review of the latest Sopranos run.
Sheer brilliance. Unadulterated genius. A masterpiece. Breathless adjectives like these are applied so recklessly that they become meaningless. So when the time comes to lavish them on a television show that truly deserves it, mere words don't do it justice. Well, here goes anyway. The Sopranos remains the best series on television. It ranks among the greatest work the medium has ever produced. In fact, it is so good, I resent Chase for rendering my critical faculties useless. Perhaps The Sopranos has never seemed better because Tony Soprano has never seemed worse. As the fifth season opens, the mobster's marriage is on the rocks. Some of his old mafia colleagues have returned from prison to create more problems. And worst of all, Tony is so infatuated with his therapist, he is bent on romancing her outside the office. But it is an offer Dr. Melfi might not want to refuse.
Look, the real reason I'm here is to confront you in a positive way about taking our relationship in that other direction.
James Gandolfini is outstanding as Tony Soprano. But even more credit must go to the writers, who craft each episode as if it were a novella, dense with symbolism and subtext. While the average drama series hurtles along at breakneck speed, The Sopranos sets itself apart with the simple virtue of its unhurried tempo. The storyline indulges in the occasional tangent, in no rush to find its end. As a result, The Sopranos lulls you so that its fitful bursts of violence rock you to the very core. All that has made The Sopranos so strong in seasons past is back for the fifth season. And yet there is even more to look forward to. Chase has added a dream team of character actors this season, including Steve Buscemi, Robert Loggia, and Frank Vincent. The series now boasts the New York Yankees of casts, so overstuffed with talent that it couldn't fail if it tried. They are bound to be an improvement, but then again, it's hard to see how the show could get any better.
Day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.